At times, the world can seem full of fading traditions, from drive-in movie theaters to letter writing. In the United Kingdom, brass bands have played an important cultural role in working-class communities for centuries. But some warn that they, too, could become a thing of the past. Christopher Worth has that story from South Yorkshire.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 before A.
It's rehearsal night for the Grimethorpe Colliery Band. This group of tuba, euphonium, and other horn players gathers every week inside a crowded practice room in Grimethorpe. It's an old coal mining village of less than 2,000 people, but listen in and you'll hear what's considered one of the best brass bands in England. The original Grimethorpe Band formed in 1917. Nearly every colliery or coal mine had a brass band in the 19th and 20th centuries. They kept workers out of trouble and were a matter of civic pride for local communities.
That's what our job was, to be ambassadors for the coal industry and to provide really top-class concerts.
That's Ray Farr, the conductor tonight. As a result of that long history, he says the players in this part of Britain have brass band music in their blood.
These guys, they're almost naturally born to it.
Grimethorpe plays close to 60 shows a year, but even with the revenue from ticket sales, the band's manager, Nigel Dixon, says it struggles to pay bills and buy instruments.
We simply can't make ends meet at the moment. Now, we have something that is quintessentially British here, and we have an obligation to keep the band in existence.
Grimethorpe survives with sponsorships from local businesses, but many of the UK's remaining brass bands aren't so lucky. And to understand why, you don't have to look back too far in British history.
The miners' strike is 2 weeks old tonight.
In the 1980s, miners picketed when Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher began to close Britain's government-run coal mines, often amid violent clashes with police.
This was the biggest mass picket in South Yorkshire since the strike began.
The social history of British brass bands is the topic of a book by Trevor Herbert of the Open University. He says bands were funded in part through mandatory contributions from fellow coal miners.
My own father was a coal miner, and on a Friday, he and my mother would sit at the kitchen table and check the money that he'd been paid. And I can remember that 2 pence would have been subtracted every week to support the band. Now, this is when my father's wage was about £3 a week.
Under that old system, musicians like Ray Farr, who first joined the Grimethorpe Band in 1979, were on the payroll as miners, but spent their work days playing music.
But then, of course, the government decided that it was not economic to mine coal, and lots of jobs were taken away, including my own.
With the coal mines closing, colliery bands either called it quits too, or did their best to keep going. The Grimethorpe Band's own struggle for survival was famously depicted in the 1996 film Brassed Off, starring Pete Postlethwaite.
But I'll tell you one thing for nothing, they'll never shut us up. We'll play on, loud as ever.
Today, Grimethorpe's Member of Parliament, Michael Duggar, feels the government neglects this important part of Britain's working-class culture in favour of more high-society art forms.
When you look at the central government funding, something like $40 million goes just to the Royal Opera House.
Compare that, he says, with the mere tens of thousands of dollars divided among countless brass bands all over the country. Much of that money is funneled through Brass Bands England, an advocacy group. Its National Development Officer, Phil Watson, wants the British government to increase funding before more bands go under.
If you lose part of your culture, you lose part of your heritage, your country is much more poorer for that.
But money alone won't save this British tradition. In the village of Harbury, not far from Grimethorpe, Tom Greatorex works to get his youth band to play in tune.
What is that disgustingly horrible note there, which should be a G natural?
Greatorex says it's increasingly difficult to attract a younger generation of musicians to replace the old.
If you haven't got a strong youth policy, you're going to go into decline because you're not going to get the players.
The students here probably don't listen to brass band music on their smartphones. but they play it for many of the same reasons teenager Breida Elliott does.
My mum always played in this brass band, and my uncle did as well. So even when I have my own family, I'd encourage them to get into brass banding because I've played with it for so long now.
After all, brass band music in this part of Britain is in the blood. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Wirth.
You're listening to All Things Considered.